in Luther's Bible. There are 27 books listed, but they're numbered 1 to 23. And then there's a space, and then unnumbered says the Epistle to the Hebrews, the Epistle of James, the Epistle of Jude, and the Revelation of John. Those are listed separately and unnumbered. And then Luther's prefaces tell you why he basically takes four books out of the New Testament canon. This is opening a huge door to all of higher criticism, criticizing the text of the Bible and viewing it not as as one unified text, primarily authored by the Holy Spirit, secondarily authored by various men in various situations. I don't think it's any coincidence that higher criticism started in Lutheran Germany. They learned it in every Bible they ever read with Luther's preface to Hebrews and James. So once you learn that move, once that's deemed okay, where does that stop? I'm going to decide, does 2 John agree with Paul? I'm going to decide, does James agree with Paul? And if I decide James is out, he's out. It took three generations, but the Lutherans did eventually just say, yeah, very quietly, yeah, Luther got this wrong. And it's worse than him just getting it wrong. He opened the door. He invited post-Enlightenment thinkers. It was inevitable that people would follow in his footsteps in criticizing the canon and pitting different pieces of scripture against each other. Luther taught him how to do that.